Hello, folks. Next guest we have on, she is a trendsetter. She is a powerhouse on the mic. She doesn't take lip from nobody, and she inspires everybody. Let's welcome the legendary, powerful Brandy J.
Hey there, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear,
be kind,
baby.
Be kind.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's nice to hear your friendly voice.
Yeah, same here. I was looking for you. I missed you.
Absolutely. A lot has changed since we last talked.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, what's been going on?
Well, a few things. A few main things is, since the last time I talked to you, I've shaved my hair, shaved my head bald, but my hair's growing back. From after 7 years of not cutting my hair, and then I'm not even in New Mexico anymore, and I'm off drugs, which is fun.
Awesome. Oh, that's so great. So how's all that going? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm having a bit of a problem with alcohol, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, alcohol's a motherfucker.
Did that, like, pick up more, like, after you stopped everything else? Or was it always, like,
yeah,
there?
No, it definitely picked up. Definitely picked up after I stopped everything else. So I'm dealing I'm still dealing with that. Certain demons there. But that not to make it negative or nothing, but just to be transparent. Like, I'm improving in many ways, but I'm also still wild as hell.
Well, you got this. I mean, you know what to do. You're very self-aware, you know? So it's like, you just gotta go through the motions and you got the answer.
Wow, I like how your clarity there. Because that's how I feel. But I was having trouble dialoguing it, but you're right. It's exactly, I'm gonna steal your words. It's like, I'm going through the motions. I got this.
Definitely.
It's definitely not my first rodeo. It's probably not gonna be my last rodeo, Brandy J.
Yeah, you got. You know what I was telling someone the other day? I was, I think I was referring to my son's brother, but I was saying, like, he was feeling like a little, like, insecure, and he was like, I'm a good person. Like, I handle my business, right? And I was like, well, why are you asking this? I said, who are you, like, trying to convince? I was like, are you feeling a certain kind of way? And I'm just like, I feel like people have it all wrong when it comes to men. Like, it's like, oh, if you fall, then you're not shit. That's anybody in general. But, you know, men get a different, you guys get it hard, you know, like the way the world looks at you. And it's like, it's not about when you fall. It's about getting up. You know, you can fall, but what are you going to do next? And that's the part people need to focus on more, because people go through shit. You just don't fall and they're, oh, you ain't shit, you're a loser. No, the biggest victory accomplishment is when you're able to pick yourself back up and continue on, you know? And that's the example I think that people should be seeing, what it takes for a strong person to be able to get back up and keep moving.
Wow, absolutely, absolutely. Rocky, yeah, it doesn't matter how hard you get hit. It's a matter how hard you, or how matter hard you hit, it's a matter how hard you can get hit. But exactly. How about this? I love how what you just said, but let me throw something at you. What it sounds like is not the world being tough on men. It sounds like men being tough on themselves.
You know, that's a good. You got a point.
Because like, so the world means, might think we're doing fine, but it's ourselves. Like what you just said right there, you were like, oh, he was asking you. I'm a good guy, right? Like, that doesn't sound like the world doubting him. It sounds like him doubting him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I asked him that. But I just meant, like, in general, like, how, you know, how society, even women, you know, tend to view, like, men. Like, I have this man that, Ian Hill, that I interviewed, right? He's, like, in his 40s. He's, like, the oldest. I'll send you the show.
He's
the oldest football player, like, high school football player. He went back to, like, high, like college football player to do try out, right? Mm-hmm. But he ended up doing that because, he got, like, all these awards, like the Pulitzer's Awards, all these things in different countries. Very accomplished man, but he was always so depressed. Wow. And he, what he's doing right now is he has these networks and all this work he's doing to show people that how what men go through and the age group when they start, a lot of men commit suicide or become suicidal, because he was, right? And he was, all these things he had going, people trying to figure out why he's not happy. And then after his wife and kids, he decides to figure it out, you know, because the feeling was still there. And he did, long story short, childhood trauma, had to deal with it. And
do you mind if I ask what childhood trauma was?
I think something in the family that was something that went on there, you know?
Yeah, I just wish I knew it. Anyway, I just, the context would have been amazing there, like, because. But I think it's an interesting concept of, like, the world, how the world treats a man, but then how a man. Right now, I think I figured the world out, and now I'm trying to figure myself out. I think the biggest problem I have is how I feel about myself. I could handle the world. I think a man, like, even if you bring up the topic of suicide, I think it even speaks to a man not being able to cope with himself. Like, that's a very suicidal aspect, I think. It's not the world driving a man to suicide, it's himself.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, like, how they kind of view men, because you got to make it in this world. Like, people have this standard of men, like, no, you're supposed to do that.
I 100% agree. Like Chris Rock said, no man is appreciated. Every man is loved there's nothing he can give.
Exactly.
But
I think that's fucked up.
But I also want to look at the other aspect of how we treat ourselves as a man. I think that is like probably just as equal, if not 50-50. It's like how the world treats a man, but then how a man treats himself. They're both very, very, very serious.
Yeah. When you say it would start kind of like at home, those two, like how we get our perception, like, say, for instance, like what's going on right now within the schools and everywhere with the narrative with the young kids and the gender, like how I feel like they're pushing it on them, right? And so now that's what they got in their mind.
100%.
And you know what I mean? So that's going to shape their, you know, as they get older. Yeah, and
That's not my wheelhouse. The youth is not my wheelhouse, unfortunately. But I will admit, like, it is an interesting thing, because apparently if you go to certain schools, over 50% of the girls or something like this. I don't know the statistic off the head, but there was a big old statistic lately that came out that was talking about how in certain schools, over half of the freaking school is transgender. It's like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Or like non-binary or fucking, or just something like this, where it's an overwhelming number, where it's like, it seems like the friends are making the other friends like that. It's almost like a influence kind of thing. Like, we're like that, so you be like that.
Yeah, it's like everywhere they turn, and it's like being suggested to them. And I just feel like that's another, like, where it starts, like in the home and in school, because that's like your social, you know, programming kind of. You learn to socialize, right? And like, you know, how when we're younger, you know, it's all about the pressures of like, you want your friends to like you. Then you got your home life, trying to please your parents, or however your home life is. Maybe
it's bullying a little bit, trying to learn your social hierarchy, trying to be sociable.
Now trying to behave at home and be a good, you know what I mean? Like, not get in trouble. So when you really find yourself in there by yourself, let alone somebody telling you, no one really thinks about that. Like, being kids, you're always being told what to do.
I think we had it so easier in our generation. I don't know. I think me and you are pretty close in age. I think you're a couple years older, but at the same time, I think we're pretty similar in societal age, where I came from a world pre-internet, old school kind of world. And yeah, I'll tell you, I think it was a lot more simpler back then. I think it was a lot more easy. You wanted to fit in, the girl. You wanted to fit in, you wanted to find the girl that liked you. But now it's like, now you can't even call yourself a girl.
Right, it's literally offensive.
It's like, damn, it's like, I feel like back when I was growing up, like, it was rough, but at least the line was clear. Like, ooh, I like this cute little girl. Oh, I'm going to try to make her like me. But now it's like, who knows what they're dealing with? They're talking about, I don't even know if I'm a girl or a boy.
It's so confusing now. And it's like, if people are making it so confusing for no reason.
Well, I don't know if it's not for no reason. I can't agree with that.
No, it's not. Like, the confusion part,
which I don't understand. But
no, look, the confusion part. Come on, think about it. Think about that shit. It's for no reason. What's the benefit of it? Like, just look at it like this. That's how I see it, right?
Well, I can get into that.
I ain't got no problem with you being saying you're a woman. Look, I don't got no problem with it, right? That's you do you. Like, I didn't never have to know that, right?
Right.
But when you start telling me I need to believe it and I need to say the, you know what I mean? Then it's a little different for me. Because I'm like, if you love yourself and it's about you, then why the fuck do you just even care what anyone thinks? Because nobody's that stupid. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, to think that everybody's going to agree. And that's when your fight becomes just about that, it makes you wonder, what is this really about?
Right.
Because
dogmatic idealism. It's hard to get behind it. But
yeah, I know. I just try not to be I don't want to be offensive,
no,
but
okay
at the same
offensive.
Time, I can't make nobody like make me believe something. It's not even about me not believing. It's just facts are facts. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's what it is. But you know, hey, you know, right on.
Well, there's evolutionary changes and you never can tell when it's happening. The people like the old, every stage of evolution looks weird and freaky to the last stage. The new stage always looks freaky to the last stage if you want to look at human evolution. So for that reason, I can't say it has no reason, but as far as the psychological aspect, then you're right. Like, all this is just some fickle new age bullshit. But at the same time, there's a part of me that understands things in which are not understandable quite yet. And so I keep a bit of optimism because sometimes you just don't understand. But I want to throw one word at you. I want to throw one little phrase at you.
Mm-hmm.
Natural selection. So let's say that the whole confusion going on, this and that. I feel like natural selection is going to have to start weeding this shit out.
Do you mean natural selection? Like how right now they're saying like in hospitals that parents are not going to be able to put birth certificate, boy or girl, that the kid's gonna have to decide when they get older? Is that what you mean?
No, not like I think that more I'm talking more particular to the more extreme, like for look, let's say the people who are openly gay before they know it, natural selection, they're probably gonna die from whether they get diseases or something like this, or natural selection from like, let's say I want to be transgender at 5 years old, and you go and get hormonal surgery, and then you get complications and die. I think right now a bunch of people are making decisions in which they do not know the consequence.
Well, that is what's actually happening, just what you said. Like, there's a bunch of people that are being suppressed that have those very stories about how it fucked them up, and they'll never be able to. Like, there's some that just didn't. Their mind didn't go with the body parts, and they like have mental health issues, and then they're having body dysfunctions, and they're not really able to tell their stories.
Right, regret almost, or something. I'm forgetting the medical term.
And medical,
but it's
yeah,
it's
they're
like,
having mental, and some are having little body
regression,
parts.
Like transition, regret, something like that.
Yeah, that's just not connecting. Because think about it. Think about this,
those
right?
Get
you know, hard brain
out of society, I think. Not because I'm an asshole, but because that's how it's always worked. That's how it's always worked since the dawn of time. Natural selection. I'm not saying it's the end all be all of theories, but I think natural selection does have a bit of validity.
Yeah, but you know what part bothers me? You're right about that. Just because that's how it's always been. But when you start to go for it, literally, like the little ones, and it's getting younger and younger. Right? Like now they're saying, oh, you're 5. And now they're saying that parents don't have a right anymore, right? So your child, if you refuse, in a lot of states, if you refuse to go along with your child saying that they are removing the child from the home, and there's schools here in California where some teachers got fired because they were letting kids come to school, change their clothes, and be who they want to be. And use that name. And then when the parents would come, they would have them dress back up and let them go.
God.
So the teachers came forward and told because they were told.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, they fired those teachers for
that
coming.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. When you start taking away parental rights.
Like, that's sneaky, you know, though. That's some fucking sneak shit right there.
Yeah, like you're
no,
not letting
we're gonna
your
clean it up.
Right?
We're gonna clean it up. Like I don't know if you remember this recently when Xi Jinping, the leader of China, went to San Francisco and they cleared up all the fucking homeless and poop on the floor.
That was crazy. I remember that.
That's exactly what you're talking about. That's the exact thing you're talking about.
That was like last year, right?
Yeah, that was. That's the same thing you're talking about in the same way. It's like you're just cleaning up the shit because, oh, the parents are coming. But then as soon as the parents leave, okay, but everyone's back on the fucking sidewalk.
Yeah.
But I do think that is a form of natural selection. So there's a lot of optimism there. Because if you think about it, all those parents who, if there's a parent who gets their kid taken away from the by the government because they didn't accept their gender, what do you think is going to happen to that parent? That parent's probably going to kill themselves. What do you think is going to happen to that kid? That kid's probably going to kill themselves. What do you think, like, I don't think it's going to, I think they're biting off more than they can chew. It's a natural selection. I have a lot of faith in that. I was listening to Terrence McKenna earlier. It got my natural selection game up. Welcome back, Brandon J. Welcome back to the program. I just want to say thank you.
I had to get on a different one. Yeah.
What up, Brandon J?
What up, Brandon J?
Hey, I'm sorry. I died.
Oh, shit.
I'm so sorry. I was like, no.
He came right back.
But it's interesting. I'm gonna have to echo all of a sudden.
I know, I fucked it up.
You don't fuck it up, girl. But it's okay, because your conversation is stimulating as hell.
At 5:36 in the morning in San Diego, California.
At
7:37 in Wisconsin.
Okay, not that far apart.
That's pretty far.
2 hours.
No, where did you leave off at? You were saying something when it was dying.
I was saying that the people are going to kill themselves, probably. There's a hell of an echo right now. I feel like the government's influence is similar to natural selection.
Because if you think about it, what's going to happen to the kid if you take him away from their family at 10, 11 years old, put him in a foster care family because they're transgender? I don't see that working out for anybody. I don't see that working out for fucking anybody. So I think it's one of those kind of things where it's like a bad fad. It's like when a drug comes out and it's like, oh shit, this drug is killing everybody. We got to stop this. It's like fucking, what drug is like that? They used to have Fen-Phen. The drug Fen-Phen came out back in the day. It was killing everybody. Some kind of thing like this. The back when Four Locos came out initially. Perfect metaphor. When Four Locos first came out, they were half caffeine, half alcohol. And they were killing people. People were having fucking heart attacks on Four Locos. And Four Loco almost went out of... All right, go ahead.
No, I was trying to see if it was still echoing. My bad.
No, it's very echoey for some reason. I don't know if it's this Bluetooth speaker or what the deal is. Well, let me disconnect you and re-add you here. Let me invite her. Hello? Hey. Yeah, the echo's fixed. That goes fixed. No, but it's just like Four Locos. I don't know if you remember when Four Locos first came out. they had caffeine and alcohol, and they were dropping people. People were losing. I had one of those. I had about two of those Four Locos before they switched. And they got you retarded. You drink a Four Loco back in the day, you went nuts. I think it's a course correction thing. I really do. I really do think it's a course correction thing. As far as the youth goes and stuff. Or the only alternative is a complete new hierarchy. But I do see a course correction here. I think it's unsustainable. What do you think? Do you think it's a sustainable agenda passing? All right, folks, Brandy J. I disconnected her every editor. Now I can't hear her. Although I do love her voice. Brandy J, I must admit, can I just take this moment to admit I do love your voice? You have a great voice. Very soothing voice. Very soothing voice. But yeah, I pretty much digress after that. I don't know what to. That's pretty much all I have on the whole the mental transition we're going through here in society. I don't have much more than that to add. Unmute yourself. I just muted you. Try unmuting yourself and talking.
How about now?
Oh yeah, there it is. Oh yeah, there it is.
Okay. There's always something. The echo came back, right?
Yeah, right. But okay. I'm gonna mute, so you tell me your opinions.
Okay. So that's crazy. You see how when we be trying to talk and stuff, the shit be trying to fuck our shit up because we be on some real shit. That's why.
Oh man, me and you are fucking lightning in a bottle.
Right. But we're not gonna let it stop, y'all. I'm gonna say some stuff. He gonna say some stuff, and I'm gonna say some stuff. Okay, if you guys are ready for this, this is what I think. I think it's going to be very unsustainable, and this is why. Well, let's see. Look at the world how it is now. Not going too well, is it? You know, I mean, we had, like you said, in our time, it was a lot easier. But, you know, for the most part, the world has always still been, like, it's gotten crazier, scarier. People don't want to let their kids outside. You know, the traffic, like all the stuff that was already probably going on. We just became more aware. Phones, you know, the internet. And we found out the world wasn't what it was, what we thought it was. Sometimes you wonder, were you better off not knowing? Sometimes I entertain that for a little bit. But when my blinders came off and I start to notice, you know, what the shit really was, to this very day, I still get gut, you know, like every day, just looking around. I don't see the world the same anymore at all whatsoever. But as far as, you know, what's going on with the kids and the gender thing, I just see it not being great because of the fact of the things already that we haven't handled. I mean, for goodness sakes, you want to put in all this stuff in school, but we still haven't conquered this bullying thing yet. Like, can we take care of some shit first before you add more shit onto their load? So now you're now this comes along. And so now they're going to have to deal with what? Most likely more bullying, right? And because you're not going to take your time out to sit down to really talk to the other kids to like explain it to them, right? Because everybody has their different opinions. And I always tell people it's about intent, right? That's where you should always question everything at. Like, what are the intentions? Where is it coming from? And what's the purpose, right? We know this shit is not good intentions. You're saying you want to give, be more open so people can feel like they're a part of and all these things. But motherfucker, you didn't give a crap about when people was out here calling black folks niggas. Excuse my language, but I'm being 100, right? And I'm not even like saying that because it's like a thing for me. I was just giving an example of like.
It's a beautiful example of the severity of attention.
Yeah, like when did they start caring?
Right. For another more contemporary example would be like, why are you sending money to Ukraine when we got Flint, Michigan without water? Something like this. It's like you could put money, you could pour effort and money into certain things, but why not things, the more important things, the local. I think that's another very similar comparison where it's like you want to save the fucking world, but then you want to say the N-word and stuff like this. I think it's a very similar comparison where it's like take care of what's at home first. Like, do you want to... Stuff like this.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And that's the part where another part where I would like people to focus in on, like, think about those things right there. Like, first ask, what are the intentions? Why are they doing this? Right? Because like you said, it could be something that we don't know, you know, or something of the sort. So ask yourself that. And then ask yourself, oh, wait a minute. Does it even make sense? Like you just said, how the Ukraine thing. And then when you start making sense, that's when people want to throw darts and get loud and shut you down because they don't want you to make sense. They're either a transphobic or you don't care for the Ukrainians and stuff. And my thing is, no one should have to go through this. The people in Ukraine, the people, Israel, all that stuff, they're people too. No one should be at war. Nobody should be dying, right? But mother freaker, do you know what's happening here in the United States? We have a huge homeless crisis problem. I just got off the brink of trying to, it took me like months to get back in my apartment because they were charging so much, like almost $9,000 just for you just to get placed in the apartment, what they required of you.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's really bad out here. Our homeless, it's always been like the worst, but it was going up. And you have to ask yourself, well, why is he sending all these people over here, all this money, but isn't he president of that country over there? Nobody's going to ask that. The question was more about other people needing it. Okay, but don't they got a president? And I'm not trying to be mean, right? But you got to say that because these days now, you know, if you don't say yay, then you're a horrible person, you know? But it's like, does it make sense? Why aren't they helping their own country?
It almost feels like going walking through the hood at a bat at night. Like, let's say you're a nice kid, some nice kid going out to the city for some sort of event or something, and all of a sudden you walk through the drug riddled, like you're walking through the wrong neighborhood. And then all of a sudden, you're just getting followed. You're like, I'm just trying to walk through this neighborhood. I'm gonna. And then all of a sudden, you got a pack of dudes walking behind you, and you're just like, "Hey, buddy, hey, stop, buddy. Let's talk. We want to talk to you." And you just have this feeling in your gut that, "Uh-oh, why did I walk in this neighborhood? I'm about to die. This is an act of violence." I feel like it's similar to that. I feel like right now we're being walked as a country through a bad neighborhood. Like a very dark neighborhood where, like, they're trying to kill us. Like, they're trying to take advantage of us, almost rape us, and steal all our shit. So it almost feels like it almost feels like that. It feels like an act of war, like the psychological, sociological confusion and misinformation and disinformation. And the media is involved, and the government is involved against its own people, the American people. It seems like there's powers at B that are trying to destroy America and destroy freedom. It almost feels like that. It feels like we've just wandered in as a country into a dark neighborhood, where not dark in a black people sense, but dark as in a mean sense. Like there's other governments fucking with our government right now, and we're being jumped. We're being jumped at the school level. We're being jumped at the social media, and just the mainstream media level. And right now, it's going to take society, American society, a free society, to stand up and fight. Not in a violent way, but in a mental fashion. To stand up and say, hey, listen, you're going to have to kill me, boy. We ain't going to just let you beat us up. Because right now, we're surrounded by these fucking people in this wrong neighborhood, and we're about to get jumped. We're getting jumped. We're in the middle of being jumped.
You said that so perfectly. Yes, that's what it feels like, mentally and physically. Yeah, and we're being surrounded, and there's, I feel like, by our own, this war on our own, from our own, and others are in on it, right? And when you're in the water, they say you're in these treacherous or these unknown, this territory, right? You're like, something's going on. Yeah. You're like, something's going on, but I don't know, but I guess it'll be all right. You know, and you're right when you said it's going to take the people, right? Because I always put it on, like, the citizens or the people or whatever, right? Because we were putting our everything. We go around, like, checking off boxes saying, here you go. I choose you to look over and take over my life and tell me what to do and to wear it, how to wear it, what to do with my body, what to eat, where to go, how to take care of my kids, how to live my life. You know what I mean? That's really what that shit is, right? And then you turn around like, why isn't it working out? Well, at some point, you're going to have to say, you know what? Because who makes them better than that? That's public servant, better than us. We have to take accountability for ourselves. They not letting nobody run their fucking lives, right? Like, why are we, like, sitting back? Like, that? The way they treat us is just we're their property as they own us, right?
They're more powerful than us.
Yeah, and they tell us what to do like we're theirs, right? They go off, have their meetings, and we're not invited, but they want to vote for them, and don't tell us, and then come and tell us, well, this is what's going to happen. And nobody gets offended? I'm offended by that shit.
1 minute left. Say all you have to say in 6 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saying that I'm offended by it, but I love you all. Don't be fooled. Do your research and just know that you are worth fighting for, but you have to fight for yourself. They expect it, actually, but they don't think you will.
All right, folks. I just want to elaborate on that. Is me and Brandy J, we are no punks. We are mental warriors, and I think that we should have confidence in that. We should have confidence in that. Is the old world is going to be hard to kill. The new thug coming up, the systematic bullying and governmental thuggery. Well, they got themselves. That's one thing. They can surround us. Now they have to deal with it. All right, folks. This has been Rico Rocks. The show, unfortunately, I would have kept this talk going, but the time is about to expire, folks. And Brandy J, may our paths cross again. And what an honor it was to have you. Free your mind.